It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Tuesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Farm Futures Business Summit. I'll have this morning's stories coming up. Hey, you know, it's next week, that Farm Futures Business Summit at Iowa City, Iowa, where you farmers and ranchers have the opportunity to learn from the industry's best experienced farm management and marketing authorities. Panels of successful, innovative farmers will be gathered there, too. Altogether, there are 18 idea-packed learning sessions at this year's Farm Futures Business Summit. They're designed to help you, as you go home, do a better job of running your farming operation. And you can have that opportunity to network with farmers and ranchers from all over the country and learn from other producers, some of the best farmers on the planet. You can get all of the information and register for the Farm Futures Business Summit on the website. Now, that's next week. It's Thursday and Friday, the 24th and 25th at Iowa City, Iowa. Go to farmfuturesummit.com. Hey, here's a number that got my attention when it came across the screen this morning. 103 million. It's estimated that 103 million adults in the U.S. have high blood pressure, according to the American College of Cardiology. Why, that's more than 40% of the adult U.S. population. The fact jumps out because of the news the Federal Food and Drug Administration is looking closer at those drug-making plants in India and China, where the hypertension drugs come from, after traces of some potentially cancer-causing substances were found in certain drugs. The FDA says, yes, you might want to talk to your doctor or pharmacist to see if your drug has been in a recall, but don't stop taking it. Doing that could harm you far more. From This Week in Agribusiness, President Donald Trump told Farm Bureau members at their convention last year that he'd come back and see them. He kept that promise yesterday as he flew in on Air Force One to New Orleans and addressed the 100th convention of the American Farm Bureau Federation. He spoke for an hour there. The farmers gave Trump a warm welcome. Many are big supporters, though some remain skeptical of his trade approach, and all would like to see improved commodity prices sooner rather than later. In an interview with the Reuters News Service, the vice president of the Illinois Farm Bureau, Brian Duncan, addressed that. He said, when the president says that agriculture is getting better, I don't think that's the real world in agriculture. But I hope that is our future, Brian added. Brian Duncan is from the town of Polo in northern Illinois. Maybe you heard that Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul is having hernia surgery, and he's going to Ontario to a privately owned hospital in Ontario, Canada, later this month to have that done. Now, it's getting some attention in the news, but maybe you forgot why he's having to have the surgery. That came about after the senator's neighbor at Bowling Green, Kentucky, tackled him while he was out mowing his yard almost a year and a half ago. Senator Paul was stacking brush near the neighbor's property, and the neighbor, saying he had had enough, ran at Paul and tackled the senator. A medical expert said the tackle injury was comparable to a chest trauma from a 25-mile-an-hour car crash, and Paul is suing for medical costs related to the attack. I wonder if somebody had to keep those two apart at the block party. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.